SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Oil prices are falling, stock prices on the rise after President Trump and the Iranian foreign minister announced the Strait of Hormuz is now fully reopened to commercial shipping. The announcements made separately this morning on social media. President Trump says Israel is prohibited from further strikes on Lebanon, saying enough is enough in the Israel-Hezbollah war. And Mr. Trump has invited the leaders of Israel and Lebanon to the White House.
After announcing a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, the president invited the Israeli and Lebanese leaders to Washington for what he said would be their first meaningful talks since 1983.
Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Iran war truce is holding, but President Trump says that if Iran does not agree to a deal with the U.S., the fighting will resume. Although he describes things as going swimmingly and says the war could end pretty soon. The Artemis II astronauts recounting their recent 10-day mission to the moon.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through.
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up. Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
If you dove off a skydiver, a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like.
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realized this trip around the moon produced a lot.
We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts.
NASA is already working on Artemis 3 for next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow is up 987 points, NASDAQ up more than 300. This is SRN News. A journalist issues a warning.
Stephen Shaw is the man behind the documentary Birth Gap, and he says experts and world leaders are ignoring the plummeting birth rate in much of the world. In most of the richest nations on Earth, including the U.S., the birth rate is below replacement, meaning that women are not having enough children to replace the number of people who are dying. Shaw says societies have actively deprioritized parenthood with potentially grave consequences in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from Human Rights Watch says Chinese authorities are increasing pressure on underground Catholic communities to join the state-controlled official church. The government's also tightening surveillance and travel restrictions on all of China's estimated 12 million Catholics. The report says the heightened pressure, part of a decade-old campaign to ensure that religious denominations as well as independent churches are loyal to the officially atheist Communist Party in China. This is SRN News. It's another vehicle recall, this time involving some Ford trucks.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a six-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping the hour's lead story, both President Trump as well as the Iranian foreign minister say that the strategic Strait of Hormuz has now been fully reopened to commercial shipping traffic. More details, SRNNews.com.